Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Leadership is not always easy, and sometimes the hardest part of being a leader is that you have to let others do what they need to do in order to find success. So the other day, my optimism was challenged a little bit, and that is what I want to focus on in this episode. The challenge was in an article I had read about current trends in parenting and how there is a new category of parents emerging on the scene in schools and the world. When I was reading the article, I was thrown back to a few experiences I have had, and this week, we are going to challenge the idea that many of us parents, teachers, doctors, leaders, and professionals have in life, the classroom, and the workplace. What I want to challenge is your role as a leader. Now remember that a leader is anyone who has influence over another person, and a buffalo leader is someone who optimistically charges into the situation in front of them. So it was with a little pessimism that I read an article about parenting. Here's the gist. There's a category of parenting that's called helicoptering. This is a parent who is hovering over their child and then swoops in to the rescue when their child makes a poor decision or needs help. The helicopter parent can be a real test because they tend to challenge reason and side immediately with their child. They come into a situation and defend the action of their son or daughter with little regard for the life consequences of rescuing that kid, little regard for the lack of resilience being built in the child, and no regard for how the situation was actually created, usually by the choices of their own child. Now, the funny thing about this helicopter parent is that many times this behavior is found also in the workplace, not with parents, but with your own colleagues and supervisors. When people have had blind faith in the people they work with, and then they defend the actions or inactions of their colleagues. They step into the situations, pick up the pieces for their colleagues, and this can be dangerous. As both an employer and a teacher, I've seen the consequences of these types of behaviors, and that is simply that instead of supporting the development of independent, strong, and free-spirited people in the workplace, they create a weird codependence that manifests an inability for these rescued souls to make decisions for themselves. So when I read that there was an evolution of the helicopter parent, frankly, I got nervous. Nervous for the kids and nervous for them in the future in the workplace. I took a big breath and read on to learn about something that I already knew but had never heard a title for. Lawnmower parents. The article I read stated that lawnmower parents go to whatever lengths necessary to prevent their child from having to face adversity, struggle, or failure. Instead of preparing children for challenges, they mow obstacles down so kids won't experience them in the first place. Didn't get your homework done? You can stay home from school. You forgot your water bottle? I'll be right there with one for you. Have an allergy? I'll make sure no one in the entire building eats broccoli. Have trouble working with certain types of personalities? I'll come in and interview the teachers and I'll make sure you don't have any of those types of people to deal with. Have conflict? Well, I'll be there to get involved. Well, while this term is new to me, the behavior is not. I see it in the workplace. I see it in schools. I see it on fields, on basketball courts. I see it everywhere. I see it in the community. And I can tell you what happens to these types of children when they hit the realities of full independence. They have to start over in their learning, and survival for them is very difficult. Lawnmowers cut very clean paths. They can destroy obstacles. They can smooth things over. But they can also be very dangerous, not only for their ability to launch unforeseen golf balls a few hundred yards, but sometimes they hit an obstacle that destroys the blade, meaning the parent. You see, it is not the best strategy to create the least path of resistance for children or those you serve. There's no creativity, there's no resilience, no optimism, and a high degree of dependence of others for your own success. You can't take risks if your entire life you've walked on level, clean, and groomed paths. I've met many helicopter parents and a few lawn mowing ones as well. As a matter of fact, one time I was sitting in my office about 8 years ago in the middle of summer. I was at my desk preparing for a summer budget hearing, and my awesome assistant Deb came to my door and said there was a very angry parent at the front desk who was demanding to speak with me. Now, when you're a school administrator, that is a stem sentence that you grow accustomed to. But this was odd because it was the middle of summer and there wasn't even summer school taking place. So I took a deep and calming breath and asked her to show him in. The father walked into my office in a suit, was in his mid-50s, and appeared to be a highly successful professional. I offered him a seat and attempted to make small talk, but he was having nothing of it. He was pretty fired up and began to explain to me that his daughter had called him today and he drove up to my office from downtown Milwaukee, about a 40-minute drive. I asked him what had happened to his daughter that made him so upset. He said she didn't get a job in the school district. I said I was sorry for that, and I made an assumption that he was upset because his daughter must have been in our high school and have been applying for summer employment. He went on to talk about how flawed our human resources department was and that the principal of that school, he had real problems for not recognizing, and I quote, how special his daughter was. And then he said something that floored me. He said she was an excellent student and had just graduated from college with honors, and she was going to be a great teacher, and that I needed to employ her immediately because she had never, not before, gotten something after interviewing, and that we owed her the job. I stopped him. I checked for clarity. Sir, are you here on behalf of an adult? He said yes. I said, you're her father. Yes. Are you her legal counsel? No. I said this meeting is over, and he had to go, which made him very angry. But I explained this was a personnel matter between his daughter and us, and I could not discuss it with him further. And then I encouraged him to have his daughter contact our HR department. This is when he went from being a lawnmower parent to a full-blown, enraged, crazy papa bear, and he threatened to use all of his resources to sue us, demonstrate that whoever we hired was incapable of teaching, and he'd destroy the career of the principal and me if his daughter didn't get a job immediately in our district. I calmly explained to him that if he made one more threat, he'd need an attorney. I stood up and showed him the door. In the course of teaching, coaching, and administering, I've met all kinds of parents. Sometimes I'm wrong, and sometimes they need support. But never had I had someone come in on the behalf of an adult. And that is why, when I read Lawnmower Parent, I immediately thought of that father. I thought of how his daughter called her dad, and he gassed up the mower and thought he could get help, and he could get his little girl a job and force a sitting superintendent of schools to hire her. Who does that? Well, not Buffaloes, certainly not engaged parents or employers, but people who believe that their children and those they serve should face no resistance to life. That is not Buffalo, and that is not leading. I don't even know what it is, and that's why I love the term lawnmower parents and lawnmower colleagues. So what do you do? Well, as a young father, I learned what to do from a turtle. Yeah, a turtle. A turtle named Crush from the movie Nemo. There's a scene where Nemo's father, Marlin, who is a lawnmower parent, is with Dory in the East Australian Current, and they are swimming with a bale of turtles, and one of the young turtles slips out of the current, and Marlin panics. But the turtle father, he's just totally chill.
Oh my goodness!
Whoa, kill the motor, dude. Let us see what Squirt does flying solo.
Totally rock, Squirt!
So give me some fin. Noggin.
Dude.
Oh, it's awesome, Jelly Man.
Little dudes are just eggs. We leave them on the beach to hatch. And then coo-coo-ca-choo, they find their way back to the big old blue.
All by themselves?
Sure.
But dude, how do you know when they're ready?
Well, you never really know. But when they know, you'll know, you know? Oh.
Did you hear that? You see, the dad turtle gets it. He recognizes and teaches Marlin that kids need to be allowed to fail, recover, and reflect. Wait, what? Kids need to fail? Yes. Fail forward and under the direction of those that serve and love them. It is the same with those you serve professionally. If each time they need something and you get it, that's a problem. If each time they fail, you fix it, That's a problem. If each time they are responsible for something, you do it for them, well, they can't help but call you and expect you to yell at the superintendent because they didn't get the job. Buffaloes, they don't let other people do anything for them. They do it with them. Parenting and leading are one and the same. You must allow others to take risks. You must monitor the progress and lead from a distance. Empowering your children only happens if you let it happen. If you trust, set expectations, and then they hear your voices in their heads when they face obstacles, they'll find success. Because they hear your voice in their heads, not on the phone. When you create the conditions and enable your children or those you serve, they're not paralyzed by confrontation, by obstacles, or by risk. How long would buffaloes have survived if the parents of buffaloes created paths of least resistance, never let them slip, or worse, let them walk away from the storm instead of teaching them to face it? Leading is hard, and parenting is the most insanely intense and emotional thing that happens to humans. But I find that I have a lot of the same emotions when I'm leading as I do when I'm parenting. However, there is no way that I'll ever show up at an employer and tell them to hire my little girl. I will be there to process with her how to be buffalo if she doesn't get the job. I will teach her how to be empathetic to others who are in the decision-making process when she doesn't get what she wants. And I will be there for my son when he struggles, but I won't fix it for him. I will work with him to bridge his own gaps. It is the same in your workplace, classroom, or wherever you serve others. Being buffalo is a choice to take on the path of most resistance. Being a buffalo parent and leader means you work collaboratively with others. You step into situations to support and protect. When a young American bison gets lost in bleeps, the nearest buffalo comes to guide them. They don't run over and put them on their back. They get within a certain distance, grunt, and they show the calf the way back home. When Crush the Turtle's son from Nemo falls out of line, they celebrate how he overcame. They don't chase him, and they don't save him. Being a buffalo parent means that sometimes you have to hold your heart into your chest and watch as life lessons occur. Why? Well, when you are there to observe, you can process with your child how to overcome. Because someday, you're not going to be there, and the decisions they make in your absence are those that they learned from the experiences you provided them. This translates directly to the workplace. To me, one of the most deflating things someone I serve can say to me is, "Listen, just tell me what or how you want me to do it." No. That statement puts the success of your decision right back on me. Because if I tell you what and how to do it and it doesn't work, well, you get to blame me. Just like kids do if they do it exactly how mom and dad said. "Well, I tried what you told me to do, and it didn't work, so it's your fault I got a D in that class." Oh, no way. I need you to discover what works for you to build resilience by failing and recovering and by learning to collaborate with others to reach your goals. We each grow every day. We have a choice to grow more dependent and weaker or to grow more independent and wiser. I choose buffalo, and so should you, both as a parent and a leader. No one should have a pre-paved path of least resistance. There should be hurdles, there should be obstacles, and unforeseen consequences. Would buffalo have survived if the calves were kept from the stream when it was calm, not allowed to stumble on the rocks, or allowed to play on well-worn paths that led to wolves' dens? No. They were taught to make their own trail, follow traditions, and work together. They were allowed to take risks in the safety of the herd, but were led to complete independence from that herd. That is what we need to do in our homes, schools, and workplaces. Allow people to make mistakes, take risks, and all while under the care of those that care for them. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe the conditions you create in order to support the success of those you serve. Analyze for a moment which Nemo parent you are more like at home and in the workplace. Are you more Marlin or are you more Crush? List the characteristics you need to have in order to avoid mowing the lawn or flying in on behalf of those you serve. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Please take a moment to rate this episode and share it on your social media platform, helping me with my mission of growing leadership. Also, Please share this with parents to help them fuel their courage to be a parent. And as always, thank you to the Well Pennies for the great music. Finally, I talk like a pretty big tough guy about parenting, but I, like all parents and leaders, really struggle sometimes with not wanting to fire up the mower and get things done. Being patient is not something that many of us are good at, and allowing the situation to play out so that others get the opportunity to fail, well, that's really hard. But as you can imagine, if I'm your dad, and I'm running around talking about how many opportunities we face to get better, or your boss, and I'm hyperly running around talking about all the good problems we face, it's not easy. As a matter of fact, now that I think about it, I think my son chased me this summer with the lawnmower. Well, the point is this. Leadership, teaching, being a professional in any field, not easy. But recognizing our responsibility to allow others to be themselves, find their own way, and support them when they fall is truly leadership. Buffalo parents charge with, not for. Buffalo leaders run next to and behind. And Buffalo kids and followers learn to grow strong by training alongside trusted and admired people that teach them the ways of life and leadership. Which is why it is so important for us every day to charge into the storm to build our own strength, but more importantly, to model for others how to deal with the obstacles that are thrown at us by this thing called life.
Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me?